Good morning. And how are you? As you can tell, I got sick again. I was really good for 4 days this week, and then Thursday, when I'm doing the anointing of healing service, I feel, and I'm, oh, don't you start. So you got to pray for my healing. Just do it. It's enough of this. It's almost been like a month. So enough. But anyway, in the midst of it, we sit there and we listen to the second reading today. And it says, beloved, bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. Bear your share of the hardship of the gospel. See, again, this is the issue. Most people just want to see the gospel as something that just gives us joy always. But he says there is hardship in the gospel. And today, in the gospel, we see Peter, James, and John, and Jesus transfigured before them. Now, you do realize that when God the Father appears to Jesus and he tells him, you're my beloved, the first time he says this to him, Jesus is then sent out by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil, right? Now he comes and says, this is my beloved, or this is my beloved son, and Jesus is sent out to die on the cross. So here it is. Jesus is told he's beloved and special, and now you're going to have to go deal with something hard both times. Now, Peter, James, and John just wanted to stay on the mountaintop, that mountaintop experience. Peter says, let's build three things here for you three, and we can stay here and be joyful forever. And he goes, no, you're going to have to go now with me to the cross is what's happening. It's that hardship. Now, the reason we call it a hardship is because anytime there is the gospel is love. So we don't focus on the hardship of it. We focus that when you and I love somebody, something, some God, the God of the universe, that there's hardship there because love demands sacrifice from me, right? Every one of you who are in love with your spouse, if it's all about you in that relationship, then I'm sure your spouse doesn't want to be around you, right? If you're in love with somebody, you lay down your life for them. Love, by definition, demands a cross. Love, by definition, demands sacrifice, or there is no love, right? So any kind of religion or Christianity that focuses on no sacrifice and no cross is not, by definition, Christianity. It just isn't. It's a perversion that thinks about, what can I get out of this religion? What can God do for me? If I give myself to Jesus, what do I get out of it? And so Jesus is explicitly telling the apostles, no. You're going to have a hardship now. You're going to have to embrace the cross of love. Because when you love others, you give away your life for them. And then what he does is, after this, he says to them, don't be afraid. Huh? Isn't that a glorious thing? Yes, you're going to have to go through a cross. Yes, we have hardships. But we don't have to be afraid. Why? Because Jesus did it first for us, and he does it with us. And that's what Lent's about. Remember I talked about in the beginning, we go through Lent with Jesus, not for Jesus, as I said on Ash Wednesday. We go through Lent with him, not for him. And so I walk with him in this Lent. I walk with him in my Christian life. And there is hardship, because there was hardship for Jesus. But it's a hardship of love. And again, after he says, don't be afraid, it says, the one little comment here, there was, they looked up and only saw Jesus. That for us to do what we need to do, not just Lent, but every day of our life, we got to keep our eyes focused on Jesus. And when you and I focus on Jesus, then we can do what we do, because now my whole life becomes an act of love to him. And so, yes, there's going to be hardship. Yes, he's going to ask me to deny myself. Just like if I have a kid, I have to deny myself for my children. There is no Christianity without the cross. No Christianity without sacrifice. No Christianity without giving our life freely the way Jesus did. But again, when we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, we don't have to be afraid, because the eyes fixed on Jesus knows that the cross always leads to resurrection. Exactly correct. And so this is where we're going. So yes, you will have hardship. Yes, you're going to have to sacrifice. But yes, you will have resurrection. That's the promise of every Lent. So don't get stuck on the sacrifice. Get stuck on love and resurrection, and then you'll get through the sacrifice. You got it? Get it? Gonna live it? Made sure Noah's love today and forever. Amen.